Eamon McLaughlin, we'll look back at yesterday's action first. I suppose the Premiership race is now it's a two-horse affair after yesterday with Brigade and Brady picking up wins.
Yeah, well, Brigade went further clear in that game yesterday against Strabane. Although they were under pressure, Strabane batting first, getting 216. Peter Gillespie top scoring with 68. And Brigade were in all sorts of trouble, 110 for 7. But then a 105-run partnership between Iftikhar Hussain, who finished on 100 not out, and Rashid Gaur, 50 not out, saw them through and winning by 3 wickets. Brady moved into second spot yesterday after a convincing game result at Dunamana. Brady batting first to get a massive 330. Their professional era, Samasaraya, top scoring with 137. Dunamana never in the hunt at all, 117 all out, losing by 213 runs. A bitter blow to Dunamana, and that obviously would end their title hopes for this year. Our featured game yesterday saw another centurion, that was Glendermot against Ballyspown. David Cook, the man, got the 100 not out there for Glendermot and a score of 297 for 5. Ballyspown were putting up a good show, 189 for 5 whenever the rain came down. Their professional, Benny Lawrence, scoring 86 not out. But unfortunately, the rain came down by Duckworth Lewis rules. Glendermot won that one by 15 runs. And the other game, big one for Eglinton, is Corrain, leaving Corrain in bigger trouble than they were in before the game. 228 for 7, Eglinton, Jimmy Muller, 64. Corrain never got near the 167 all out. Young Vernon Chopra, top scorer, was 52. But a convincing 67-run win for Eglinton leaves Corrain now second from bottom, and Ballyspown still stranded. Ballyspown in action today again up with Strabane. The latest they got from that one was early on. Strabane batting first, 21 for 1. So that's another massive game for both those clubs at Strabane Park today. Just going on to the championship yesterday, big one for leaders Burndennet beating their neighbours Fox Lodge. Ardmore, they moved on to second, winning by 9 wickets at Kelly Clooney, while New Buildings had a welcome one against bottom of the table Bonds Glen. So all to play for now still, the Brigade gone further clear in the Premiership, and Burndennet been challenged by Ardmore in the championship. Next weekend we've got a full league programme on Saturday. But on Sundays, the two big games, the semi-final of the Bank of Ireland Senior Cup, both on next Sunday, Ardmore versus Brigade, and a repeat of yesterday's featured game, Glendermot versus Ballyspown.
Eamon, before we let you go, is a big game taking place in Brady tomorrow with Ireland taking on Zimbabwe?
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully we're going to get a good crowd. That's a three-day game. Ireland badly in need of one. Zimbabwe have just returned from a tour of Holland where they lost 3 out of their 4 games, so they're coming into this tour under a bit of pressure. But it'll be a welcome change for Ireland to get a result against some of these test-playing nations. They played yesterday Zimbabwe against Ireland's emerging talent, and they were beaten by Ireland's emerging talent. So you would think, looking at that, if they fielded their full side, Ireland must be almost a good chance of winning that one. But as I say, fingers crossed the weather keeps good and they get a good crowd, boost things up in the northwest.